Hey, ladies and gentlemen, what is up? It is I, John. That's a Britzy. What is up? I am the nerdy. She is the beautiful. And welcome to another self-centered news where I had to take several days just to make sure there wasn't no more news pertaining to the stuff we're talking about today. So I guess let's just get right into it. The title says it all, and I'm pretty dang excited, if I'm being honest. This is the most hyped I have been since we started this podcast to do an episode.
Understandably.
Like, that may seem silly considering how many times I've said we've got an interesting or I'm excited about, but this is the best news segment. This is the best segment. So this first bit of news is kind of the saddest of all of them, but you gotta realize this isn't as sad as your best friend is retiring. After 9 years and 497 chapters, we are finally gonna see the end of the Comey Can't Communicate manga.
I've never read the mangas. She looks a lot different in the mangas than she does in the anime.
Adaptations. Honestly, a tip of the hat, and I also do have to say this actually will spark in whenever it ends. That same week, we will be reviewing Comey Can't Communicate's Netflix anime. I'm not sure if it's exclusive to Netflix, but
it's there. It's on Netflix. That's where I watch it.
If there's more than one season, we're going to try to do just season one.
I've seen every episode.
We're going to try to be timely about it. I'm going to watch the whole series, and I'm going to try to be timely.
I was going to say, I've seen every episode. He has not, so.
I have not seen even the first.
Like, I've literally binge-watched the whole series, and I loved it.
But, yep, this is a very close to Britney anime. That's why we're going to send it off with an episode, because she lived Comey's life almost to the nugget.
And middle
back
school.
Back in high school and middle school. That's a story we can tell sometime. Maybe even in Comey Can't Communicate's episode, we'll actually touch on it. Yeah. So, what can I say? Thank you for all the fans out there. Thank you, creators. And
I love
congratulations
it.
For the end.
I'm going to have to I'm going to have to read the manga now.
Oh, yeah. I know I've seen, like, the first issue somewhere
recently. I think
recently.
We have the first issue, actually, out there.
I'm kind of wanting to check that out, too, myself. But I guess from here on out, this is where we get in to some solidly new information for the video game industry. We got a lot to say, and not all of it is going to be something that people agree with.
Right.
From our end and our perspective. So let's be nice, let's be civil, and remember that all of these opinions are just opinions.
Right.
Today, we're actually going to get to talk about a very awesome, just this legendary game designer. Everyone fucking loves him.
Hideki Kamiya.
The creator and game designer behind DMC, Devil May Cry.
I love Devil May Cry.
Okami, Bayonetta.
Okami? I like that one, too.
And he's actually currently directing Okami 2.
Long awaited. I can't wait for that.
So he is actually talking about the Switch 2 leak information, which I'm not going to play around and act like I didn't see the leak. I saw it on the 15th. Switch 2 was revealed on the 16th.
I think it's a really scummy thing to do.
And
honestly,
that's the crux of what we're seeing. Over on PCGamer.com, he actually his language here is actually hilarious. He hates this whole leakers thing so much. He says, it is a filthy desire for approval that lacks a shred of rationality. The worst of scum.
I agree with him. I really do. I mean, like, how can you leak something that that somebody has worked so hard to make?
Yeah. Look, this is a DMCA hell time for us. I mean, with the Pokemon Giga leak, like, I think that was, well, was it the Terra leak? Giga leak? I can't remember.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
The most recent Pokemon one that got us the Gen 3 sprites and all that shit. We had the Switch 2. We had a 3-year roadmap, which I'm still not sure for Minecraft is real, but look, guys, I'm going to level with you about something that no one will agree with me about. These people have worked years. Years and years doing right. all this, developing all of it. We owe it to the game industry as consumers to respect the privacy of the company. Okay, like, I may not love the fact that we don't get to know, but you know something? That wait is what makes it so good.
Well, like, imagine putting so many years, so much hard work into something, only for somebody to just leak it all out.
Yeah.
And before its release
just
date.
Just seconds before your crowning achievement, it just gets snatched from you. Like, come on. Have some more class than that. I'll admit, most of the Pokemon history that's behind the scenes is from leaks. I can't deny, they're fun. But please, if it's new game stuff, just don't. Now, retro game stuff getting leaked, I feel a little different about that. I feel like there's a point where I really wish all beta content would get shown, unless there's a good reason why not.
But, like, to leak the whole thing with, like, the Switch 2, they worked so hard on that. Yeah. They did so much hard work on that.
I haven't even seen all of that Pokemon leak, but apparently, like, and here's the deal. I will never seek this out, and I implore you not to. Maybe look up a Pokemon YouTuber to see all of it. If you want to see all the Gen 3 leaks and all the leaks that happened around, because that was just a breach in that leak of Pokemon. So go to Austin John. They've done videos about most of it that you'd want to know about, if not all. And they cover it so well. I absolutely love Austin John plays. But don't look up the actual, don't go find the leak, because it's covered. Like, there is employee records here. And that's the main point of contention for me.
That really makes me mad, because that could put a lot of people in jeopardy.
Like, this is dangerous to these people. These people that are making games we love. This is how we're going to repay them. It just doesn't feel right to me. It's never sat well anyways, but I don't know. As much as it's all fantastical and oh my god, we get to see stuff from 20 years ago that never was. Lovely. Meanwhile, there are probably some of those employees out there just freaking out, having a panic attack over the fact that
I would be
their
too.
Personal
I mean,
stuff is out there.
Their now. Name and all their information is out there. Like, people can show up at their job, and then you know there's crazy enough people to do that kind of thing.
I mean, look, it seems like the internet's forbidden fruit is doxing. Okay, you don't dox people. That's not cool either. So how is leaking mass amounts of everyone's stuff just that much better? It's just so bad.
I kind of feel like they're just basically doing the same thing by putting the employee records out there.
Like, that's a mega dox. That's not even quantifiable. But that being said, we are going to go ahead and get on to the meat. The delicious, delicious main course. The Switch 2. We're sorry if that conversation was a little jarring, but
a little heavy.
We are very passionate about that. I'm not going to start again. I'll get back on
the soapbox and we'll be stuck there.
Yeah, so let's just get on with the real stuff we want to talk about. when we're going to be talking about the Switch 2, I'm going to talk about the most stuff that stood out to me. This is not some in-depth discussion about what it looks like, but some of the features that were shown off, it's like a 2-minute video over on Nintendo of America's YouTube channel, or just whatever your nationality is, so please adjust accordingly. Go to their official YouTube. There you go. But a few things that I notice, and something that the other people in the community have noticed, there is, first of all, just the most shocking thing. There is a possibility that it's the new Joy-Cons are going to act like mice, like a mouse.
I like that idea.
And that's going to play a big part in something that I really want to see happen. But I'll get back to that when we get to the 8 Switch 2 games that have been confirmed to be coming, like, with the arrival of the console. These, I don't know if these are launch titles, but we know they're at least going to be there at some point. Mm-hmm. There is a Type-C, like, port at the top and the bottom of the Switch 2, which is awesome, because if you're in handheld mode, I hate having the cord underneath.
I know, right?
Like, you can't play it flat if you're, like, laying on the bed. I like laying the console on the bed itself and kind of playing it that way. I don't know why I do that. It's a weird way to say what I do, but you guys probably,
I mean, it's the most comfortable way to play the Switch.
Yeah. Just arms relaxed on the bed. Console and your arms are
under a blanket, on top keep you warm.
Of the bed, and you're under a blanket playing games. Beautiful, beautiful way to do it. There is, seemingly, they've actually removed the whole slide mechanism from the Switch's controllers. There's a new trigger to detach. The new controllers kind of just snap onto the side. And that's pretty cool. There's a couple new buttons, but we don't know their function. That's most of what's on the console itself. Really, the big thing is apparently this thing is going to be so much more powerful. So, so, so much more
powerful. Also, from what I've seen, it looks really sleek. It looks beautiful. And I kind of like the new look.
Oh, and I guess I should also mention, even though this is kind of apparently the kickstand will be able to go at a much greater angle, so you can even play it nearly looking down at it, nearly flat. Man, to the that's dang cool. thing. So it can actually go in much of a bigger angle than before. That's kind of neat. I wouldn't personally use it. I might as well just throw it in here because it's a thing.
And because other people might like it.
Yeah, that's going to be nice if you've got a friend to play with one Switch, and maybe a Mario Kart, so that way you guys can split the Joy-Cons. Yeah, it's good times. It's good times for sure. So, let's get on to the games. This is where we're going to just have our best part of the episode. There's no way to prove that we haven't seen these yet, but I actually sent myself this article and did not open it until now. Like, I'm at the top of it, I can't see anything yet. And we're just going to go ahead and do kind of a not live, live reaction to each one. So, Mario Kart 9. I guess we don't know if it's Mario Kart 9. It just says Mario Kart here on the list, and that's all we know it's gonna be.
I gotta say, though, I really do like that they're adding that game in.
No, I can't really talk much about this one without talking about some of the rumors surrounding it. Apparently, there is no details on it, but we see a redesigned Donkey Kong. He kind of looks like an older rendition of himself, which is kind of weird and interesting in a weird way. I think they said Peach looked different. I didn't really notice because, like, I didn't get to look at all of it too much. I've only watched the trailer once, sadly. It's really, really, really annoying that I haven't got to look at it again. There's someone that I read somewhere on Reddit talking about the fact that it implies there's going to be 24 player races or kart races. And I would love it, but I just don't know logistically.
Oh, if it'll be any good.
I feel like my biggest question is how big is this character roster? The last Mario Kart 8 had a huge one. But if they're going to have something like 24 player races, you kind of need to step that up. I mean, it's if you have 24 characters and only 24 spots, someone's going to end up with something they don't want. Unless you allow for cloning.
I agree with you on that one, now that I hear you say what your opinion is.
Like, that's what I think, is like, you can't just have 8 people and 8 characters. It's kind of dumb. Like, if you can't do the same character twice, you gotta do something else. Maybe they could take the Smash Brothers route and just recolor every character several different shades, but I don't know, that just feels silly. Let's move on. Yuka Replay. Yuka Replay-ly, sorry. If you guys don't know, Yooka-Laylee is getting a remaster. I love Yooka-Laylee.
I absolutely love Yooka-Laylee.
I know there's a lot of people. Let me tell you something. No matter what you thought about this game before, please give another shot, guys. Or get it whenever this version comes out. To be honest, I love it. I really hope this isn't tied to some limited run release.
I like that it's being made by the same people.
Yeah, Playtonic is back, which, by the way, the people behind this actually kickstarted this, and you know who it was? Some of the people behind Banjo-Kazooie.
What?
Started Playtonic. Yeah, they did 2 Yooka-Laylee games so far, but Playtonic is made of old Rare employees that made Banjo-Kazooie.
That is so cool.
And you can see it all over the game.
I was going to say, that's why it's got kind of the same art style.
Yeah. I think you've seen me play it. I don't know if you've actually played
it with Yooka-Laylee. You.
Have you? Yeah, yeah. I thought
so. We played
so.
This and Banjo-Kazooie.
Right. Oh, yeah. Very good. Little Lands.
It kind of looks like...
There's no word of when it will release. Action adventure game with a cozy cutesy aesthetic. So we got a little cozy game.
It kind of looks like if you put Sims and Animal Crossing together.
Yeah. I kind of like the chibi art style. It's kind of... I don't want to be insulting, so I can't say this literally. It kind of looks like if Funko Pop characters had like smaller eyes but cuter faces.
I love that.
I like the design. I do. So looking at the trailer, this seems to be some kind of Stardew Valley 3D meets Animal Crossing. And
I actually kind of like how it looks.
I gotta admit, I see the combat. I can see it's pretty simple combat, but in a cozy game, you want it to be that
I feel
way.
Like it'd be something that we'd like to.
I am a massive cozy game guy. Whenever I'm not like doing the 5,000 other games I like, so to be honest, I do love it. I do love it. Lately, I've been too much of Stardew, and I'm wanting to play more, to be honest.
I'm either Stardew or that zombie game I just bought.
Bestario. So ooh. This is some turn-based RPG with social sim elements mixed in. You know, this kind of makes me think a lot about, like, gosh, I can see Mothman-looking creature there. There's an adorable dog.
Reminds me of a lot of stuff, because, you could get a lot from, like, just this picture.
Yeah, I wish I could show you guys an image, but this is a podcast. literally, there's a green dragon here that kind of reminds me of Shaolin Showdown.
Right.
Like, there is Mothman-like thing.
I love the dog.
This kind of also really makes me think of your, like, Persona games with the social element. But really, it's just kind of... Do I want to say it's not exciting? Not really. It's just I see so many games of its kind nowadays. So it kind of... It blends in, but it looks promising.
Doesn't look like something I would play, because I'm not really much into the turn-based RPGs. But, I mean, it does look cool.
I think you're mostly... Pokemon is your, like, most turn-based thing you usually play. Synth Beasts. This is a action RPG. It's a creature capture. I'm going to go ahead and call it a creature capturing game. You know, your Pokemon-inspired style.
This one might actually be one I'd end up liking since it's a creature catcher.
You can level up the monsters. And, you know, there can be new abilities, etc. It's supposed to be coming soon, but I don't really know much about when. It doesn't really have a release date.
I was going to say it doesn't really have a release.
Horoscope. Okay, it's pitched as an action RPG. Action-adventure platformer with both light puzzle and RPG elements. It's made by one developer, Nick Oztok, who has yet to announce a release date. You know, I, as a guy who loves Stardew Valley, which is also a lone wolf developer type game, I actually have a lot of hype over this concept. Just looking at it.
It looks like it'd be really fun.
I love the art style. If you ever watched Ed's World or maybe some other Flash cartoons online, you're gonna love the look of it. Very poppy manga looking.
Oh, because it's got kind of like a real manga style to it.
But yet it kind of looks like it was an internet drawn manga. No disrespect to anybody, because I love that look.
I love that look.
But I'm excited to see what that's going to be honest with you. My Ooh. Time at Evershine. That
and
is
this one's looking really good, too.
Sandbox Sim RPG with cozy vibes. I can't really say I'm super excited about that.
I am. It looks fun.
It looks fun. My problem is that there is a lot of cozy games out there, and I can only play so many.
I'm big on the cozy games.
Since there was so few games that were kind of known about, I was hoping it would be a pretty good, like, diverse set of games, but... Mm-hmm. Also, we're going to be probably doing, you know, a small wish list, bucket list items.
Ooh,
we kind of want to do.
That I wish they would.
So we'll get back to that once we are done with these mm-hmm. guys. But
that looks like a fun game, though. And I thought it would be good.
I think it's going to be good. Don't misunderstand. I think it would probably. It looks promising.
I know what you're saying, though. You can only do so many of the cozy games at a time.
Yeah. I mean, plus, not only that, right? Like, half of these have been cozy in some way. I was kind of hoping to see a little bit more...
I hope we see more action going further on down the list.
I was kind of hoping, because this thing is going to be so much more powerful than the last, I was really hoping...
We'd see
action shooters, you know, your Call of Duties.
I'm hoping to see more zombie games going further on down the list.
So, Secret Forest.
Okay.
What?
Ask and you shall receive.
Whoa, time out. It is an open world MMO.
Ooh, and RPG. It's from Zelkar Games.
So, this is a massively multiplayer online game.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Are MMOs all... I don't even know if there's any MMOs I can think of from the Switch.
No, not really.
If it can handle an MMO, though, that's... Lighters for Nintendo Switch 2. Yeah, because
those are really, really big games.
Those are harsh on game consoles. That's all we've got in terms of like stuff that is set to be released, or at least known to. But I'm going to go ahead on a tangent and say, let's go down a small list of things I want to see. Year after year, I have asked for Rayman 2 Revolution.
I know you've been asking for that forever.
I've wanted it since the Switch came out. It's my favorite PS2 game, and I love Rayman 2 anyways. I guess I would even just be okay with Rayman 2 without the Revolution thing or anything, because...
There's a few so that bad. I would love for them to put on the Switch that they haven't, because it's only still a phone game.
Oh, yeah.
And that would be Tower of Fantasy and Genshin Impact.
Weren't they supposed to come out with that?
Genshin Impact, yeah, it's supposed to go on the Switch.
Because I could swear that Genshin was supposed to come in 2024, but...
Yeah, but they haven't...
Who knows?
They haven't, like, done any more with, like, the information for it.
Ouch. Well, if I'm being honest, I just kind of want to see Spider-Man, and... I know PlayStation's their rival, and... They've got to have exclusives over there, too, but hey, man can dream, man can dream. They have been taking PlayStation games and putting them on Steam. I'm just saying, if you really think about it, that's a competitor, too.
Right.
If they really want the market share, just give a Spider-Man, dude. I'll pay for it.
I love Spider-Man. I'd pay for Spider-Man.
Give me Spider-Man 1, 2, give me the Miles Morales, I'll buy all three.
Same.
All three of them.
I'd buy them all three because I love them.
Well, we'd probably buy copies and then just kind of play them. But, you know, we would only need a copy per game, but
hey,
still,
we
would buy them together.
We could death shop with it, or death swap with it.
Oh yeah, death swapping is so much fun. I really want to see your Call of Duty. I'll go into it, because here's the thing.
I want Call of Duty Zombies.
I want to see, like, the 2K games from WWE make a return. Look, we did get 2018's WWE game, and it was the worst running game on Switch. It ran so poorly that there's only one other wrestling game from WWE, and it's an arcade fantasy thing that it doesn't even look very modern or anything. It's kind of, it's fun though. It's.
I think I know what you're talking about. I think we played it.
Yeah, we played it. It's on.
It was
shelf,
actually really fun.
It is fun.
There's one I'd like to see that I know they'll probably never do, and it's not even a game. I want it to be made into a game though. And that's, I want a game that can be on the Switch that is about the X-Files.
Ooh, yeah, you've been watching X-Files a lot lately.
I love that show.
That show has lived on the edge of my existence as long as I can think of.
This is like my fourth run with this show.
I really, really should just get into it.
But yeah, I'd like to see a game about it because it has so much potential.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's been games. I just wish there was more games. I guess so we should...
Is there any more games that you would like to see come onto the Switch 2?
Honestly, I mean, I'm going to be generic. I want to see all the big heavy hitters of Nintendo. I want to get all my boys together.
I want SpongeBob on the new...
Yeah, a new SpongeBob game.
Right, yes, a new
like
SpongeBob.
Because there was Cosmic Shake. I want to see another one out of the same developer. Cosmic was fun.
I mean, I wouldn't even mind just having, like, a cozy game that's SpongeBob where you get to explore the town and stuff.
Do you know how awesome that would be? They'd have to do...
They could even put in a little thing where you could annoy Squidward if you wanted to.
I mean, they kind of made that with Patrick's game.
Yeah,
but
it's not
that's
really a kind
more of
cozy.
An off-the-wall sandbox.
I was going to say, that's kind of more like your...
That's like Goat Simulator.
Yes, that. It's
kind of
more like Goat Simulator
something
like that.
Yeah. I guess I can't count that. I don't know what you would... You'd have to do something that isn't like, in a cozy game, you gotta have more content, though. I'm trying to think of what kind of gameplay systems that would be. Mm. Anyways, I really want to see a Smash Brothers. We're probably getting one.
I love Smash Brothers.
Please. Look.
Smash Brothers is really awesome, actually. I absolutely do feel like it would be good on the, like, no, the 2 console.
The 2 console?
Yeah, so I call it the 2 console. Because it's number 2 of it's the
not,
Switch.
It's not fucking Tupac.
The 2 yeah. console.
2 console. Yo, it's me, 2 console. You dig? Stupid. Okay. I think that's all we got for this news segment. This is the longest news segment, but to be honest, we're incredibly excited, and hopefully we get some more stuff on it soon. I would love to see Nintendo just start laying down Kirby's, Metroid, Star Foxes. I wish. They're probably never doing another Star Fox game. I'm so sad about it. Anyways, you guys know all of them. Mario, Zeldas.
Oh, there's another one they should put on there.
What's that?
Kingdom Hearts.
You know, they have it on the Switch.
Yeah, but I'm saying
they have a cloud version.
I was going to say, I just want, like, the original, but, like, not a remake of it. Just, like, a
There port. Is no... I mean...
I'm saying, like, all the other games, like, the original games. I want a port of them on the...
Yeah.
Switch.
I mean, it's already there. I mean, the original games are still good. The same. Well, the problem is that it's on the cloud. That's a cloud true. Gaming thing. That's what I'm... I would say that it would probably be best if we could just get a full cartridge of it. That's what I want. I want to see it on a cartridge. Maybe even update it if you really have to do something, fix it, but put it on a cartridge. That's what I feel.
I'd like to see that old Simpsons game, too. The one you got on, Hit like, the run. Arcades and stuff.
I would love to see that. First of all, good lord. I miss that game so bad. Like, I really want to go to Oddfellows just to, like, play it.
Like, that's the only place that, like, I've seen that has any type of, like,
yeah,
that gaming arcade stuff still.
If you guys aren't familiar, there is a Simpsons beat-em-up game in arcades that I am a massive fan of. And I never played it. Because it was actually a life goal for me to find and play one of the real cabinets for my first play. And I did it.
And you beat it.
Near the hometown. That's right. Right where I live, there's a machine I can now access practically whenever I wanted.
And he beat it with a good score, too.
Oh, yeah. It was... I don't want to call it a religious experience, but, like, gamer-wise, it was. So good.
But yeah, I'd like to see that.
I just feel like this is exciting. I love the Switch. It's my favorite console of all time. Besides maybe the Game Boy, man, that's hard. Either way, we're rambling on like a couple of mini hammers, so we're going to go ahead. Let's get out of here. She's been the beautiful.
He's been the nerdy.
And we'll see you.
We'll see you again.
On Tuesday.